Yo.
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 Hello, hello, hello.
This is the beginning. Let's get it.
The beginning of what?
The beginning of the podcast. Let's fucking go, bro.
The podcast.
All right.
Very first episode.
Very first episode. Welcome to the podcast. As of right now, the title is Musical Underground, but I may change that. I need to make a logo, all that good stuff. You feel me? But yeah, this is the podcast. So I'm with my boys, Royce and Diego right now.
What's up?
Hello,
I'm Diego.
Let's go. And yeah, man, we're about to get started. So this podcast is supposed to be about music. Different artists I love.
What you know about music?
Everything. I know everything, bro. I love it.
All right, man.
This podcast specifically made about music, and it was supposed to be about just different artists that I love, you know? And I just like putting people on a new music. And yeah, it just makes me so happy to talk about music. And now that I have a platform, it's awesome.
That's what's up.
But yeah, bro. Right now, we got motherfucking Davon Hendrix, Neon Kitchen going on.
I don't know who this is.
I've never heard of this either. It's good, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good, bro. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Where'd you find this?
Bro, I did, like, this craziest deep dive, bro. Like, I went through, like, a little rabbit hole where I was just listening to a bunch of random music and shit.
Yeah.
And then, I found this album called Joe Chill World, and I was like, yo, this is pretty fire. And then
it's like
it's called Joe Chill World.
Yeah, Joe Chill World. It's Joe pretty fire. I put Will onto it. I put Will onto it. I told Will about
likes
it.
This a lot.
Yeah, I told Will about it, bro. Will's
William
like,
Schultz.
You know Will. Is. Will's an old
name. Can we cuss on here?
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's an internet podcast, and we can play music. Hey,
so it don't matter. Podcast.
Yeah, but ain't nobody gonna listen to this shit, bro. But Bob wanted to know like what the title of it was. I'm like, I'm not gonna tell her about this, man.
You're not gonna tell me.
No, I'm not gonna tell her about this.
Why not, man?
Bro, tell who?
I don't know.
Tell who?
Because then if I tell my dad, bro, he gonna tell like all the family. He'll be like, "Well, I just started the podcast." And I'm like, "Nigga, bro."
I mean, you really think your family members gonna check it out anyways?
They will.
Yeah,
bro.
They would, bro.
That's a good thing.
This like,
they're supportive. I mean, they want to tune in.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if anything, it's kind of good for your family to listen first, and then they just tell you what they think of it. But I mean, it's just. What? Oh, dude, that's what mine did. That's what mine, my
lolly trash can.
No, you just gotta eat it, bro.
I'm about the stick. I'm not gonna eat the stick.
Put it in your pocket, fool.
Don't put it on the. Don't put the stick in your pocket,
dude. I'm gonna leave it on the table.
I definitely have one.
It's just a can. It's like just a piece of candy now. Yeah, there's no trash can in here, but oh well. You bought another one. sorry, got distracted. Just dropped this lollipop.
Some lollipops.
Some lollipops and whatnot.
They're bubblegum flavored.
Candy lozenges.
Yeah.
They're so good.
But
hey, back to the
music stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I started listening to Davon Hendrix.
What genre of music is this considered?
This is rap, bro.
Is rap.
It's like 2000. This is like 2010 alternative rap.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
I got you.
Trying to hear the rap. Hey, this your freestyle and this shit.
The song is almost over, bro. The song
is already playing.
Freestyle, Elijah, freestyle.
I can't freestyle.
Bro, we can freestyle this totally, bro. I feel like those guys on, you know, like when a rapper goes on like a radio and they're like rapping right here. Like, that's what I feel like right now.
Freestyling? Like, nah, I couldn't do that, bro.
I don't have no bars. So.
But, yeah, bro. I love this shit.
Play a new song. Play another song from the same artist.
I got you. Montebello High School. Oh my God, I got a motherfucking ad, bro.
You gotta turn it down.
You gotta bring it.
No matter. Nah, this is on YouTube, bro.
Okay.
Bro, it's low key making me take a survey.
A survey.
But yeah, bro, it don't matter. This is a Montebello High School Prom by Davon Hendrix.
Montebello. AKA did he go to Montebello?
JPEG Mafia. No, this nigga's from Baltimore.
So why do you call it Montebello?
I don't know, bro.
You know, there can be multiple places.
I think my cousins live. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
There isn't only one Montebello in
there. Yeah, that's true.
That's true, bro.
There's not even one in Vegas, I think. I don't know.
Hey, maybe?
I'm pretty sure. But I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, bro.
Turn it up. I just gotta stop talking, huh?
There are people trying to listen, bro. We gotta talk.
Yeah, we don't have to talk. We could like just play the music.
But that's not a podcast at that point, though.
Yeah, bro. But it's just like a radio show.
Yeah, it's just a radio station.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna just sit here and listen and y'all talk.
This man is living it, Royce, who you been listening to recently, bro?
I've been branching out. Let me pull up the playlist.
Pull up the playlist.
Yeah, let me see.
He sampled Michael Jackson, bro, in the song.
What year was this made?
Bro, 2010, bro. It's like 13 years old on God.
It's like that weird. It's like not considered an old song, but it's not a new song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, for us right now.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It's like some underrated shit.
Yeah. Like,
see how many, hey, I ain't got no internet out here, by the way.
You don't?
I'm on SOS.
Only has
right
2,000 views on YouTube.
I'm on SOS. Dude,
have you seen? Yeah. There's songs that you can find on like Instagram and YouTube.
I can still pull up my playlist. That's besides the point. I just wanted to point that out.
I mean, if you just go to the Wi-Fi, they have a free Wi-Fi here. It's called GoTorrel's Guest or something like that.
It's not that serious.
Yeah, whatever.
I've been listening to Daru Baby.
Daru Baby?
Yeah, brother. Right.
Who's that?
You know who Daru Baby is?
Who are you laughing at his music taste?
Daru.
I've been getting really into Isaiah TG more.
Really?
Yeah,
you was on
who's
that.
That?
You put me onto that shit, bro.
I love Isaiah TG now.
I looked up Daru Baby.
Daru.
Daru.
D-A-R-O-O.
Ja Rule.
No.
So how much is it?
Daru.
D-A-A. What?
D-A-R-O-O. D-A-R-O-O.
Oh, oh.
Baby.
Daru Baby. Oh, I see it. Finger? He got a song called Finger? Or is there something wrong with his finger?
Oh, yeah, he's like missing a finger, I think.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why I said finger when I first looked at him. Who's this fat he's nigga, bro?
Yeah, finger.
Bro, look at this.
Stop, bro.
Bro.
He's a musician, bro.
I mean, I can't
Broadway,
talk about
bro.
The way he looks.
On, bro.
Oh, he's on SoundCloud, huh?
I got him on Spotify.
Oh, swear.
Bro, no, but yeah, him and Isaiah TG. Hey, we got to get some Isaiah TG on here before the end of the podcast.
Really? Okay. I got you.
Yeah, bro. Look, I got all
the... I only listen to interviews,
I got the
bro.
Jams, bro. You know?
Jams?
Some jams. I haven't completely dove into them yet, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you, bro.
I know there's a lot more out there with these SoundCloud niggas, you know?
I have to do...
You guys like Rimble?
Rimble? Who listens to Rimble?
I haven't listened to
Rimble in a minute.
I only knew, like, that song was popular. There's a couple songs, yeah. I feel like...
You know,
have you heard his song though? Sorry,
I worked with this dude who knew him.
Like, really?
Yeah, because I think he's a Crip, bro. What's his name? Rimble? I think Rimble's a Crip, bro. So,
is he?
Yeah, when I worked at Canes, I worked with a dude who was a Crip.
Does he live in LA though?
Huh? Rimble? Oh, Rimble? Nah, Rimble lives like I don't know where Rimble lives to be honest. But I know my homie. I met this dude at Canes. And you saw, he always used to call me, he always used to be like, Elijah Gang. He always used to say gang, bro. And then whenever he posts, he would just post like, happy C day. He used everything with a C.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then like, he posted a photo with like a bunch of Crips. I was like, oh shoot, this dude is like really a gangster, bro. And then he just left. I think like one day, I think something happened to his dad. And he left work. He just never showed back up again.
That's kind of funny. Working with like people who like gangbang.
Yeah, bro.
Like, what if somebody like walk in your place of business, you know?
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
That's pretty wild.
Like,
yeah.
Because if you don't,
are you saying because
if you don't interfere with him or some shit, you know what I'm saying? If you just like help him or serve him, you know, you gonna look like a bitch, kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like you just served your op.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you
I hate saying that word.
Oh, you're saying like if it's like a blood like comes in, like
yeah. If he's working at Canes, if you work with a Crip at Canes, you know what I'm saying? And uh-huh. Let's say he's working like the drive-thru,
uh-huh.
And a blood like pulled through the drive-thru.
Yeah, and just like was out of nowhere, just saw him. It's like, is it on site or do you think?
That's what I'm saying. If it's not on, oh, I don't know. Obviously, I can't speak on these things because I'm not like that. You know,
I feel like they wouldn't be like on site because then like the whole establishment is fucked, bro. Like say you're in a drive-thru and you're just like it's on site.
Well, that's boom, boom, that's getting into my
shooting,
that's
bro,
getting into my
happens,
point
bro.
Though.
Bro.
I feel like you can't really work a normal job and like, you know what I'm saying, be about that life.
Yeah, you really can't to be
for
honest,
real, bro.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what, bro? I feel like sometimes the people who work in some of these, like, industries, like fast food places and, like, places like you work, Royce, like, it's just, like, the craziest people, bro. Like,
why?
There are definitely some characters.
Yeah, there's some interesting people, bro. Like
you're saying, like,
Yeah, like the people you work with, like at like fast food places and stuff like that. Like when I work,
but I think fast food is way worse than like retail. Well, not work. Well, yeah, I would say worse actually. I feel like there's definitely more like possible drug addicts and things of that nature who work in fast food places. And like,
what's a job that you can just get really fast? Like,
not to throw shade. I mean it like that.
Obviously, you need to get the paperwork, but like they hire pretty much anybody as long as you.
I'd be like fast food places probably like the easiest place to get.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I work. Yeah, we used to work at Del Taco.
You worked there.
I worked there for a month and a half. No, for a month and a half.
I thought it was like 2 weeks.
I got three paychecks there. Yeah, man.
How eating fries with tacos is kind of wild.
The fries were so good though, dude.
Really?
Honestly, Del Taco has really good burritos. And you could put fries in them too.
Yeah, bro. Del Taco is kind of underrated.
It's underrated.
Bro, I actually don't go there.
I haven't eaten there forever. But they have like
mini shakes. They have mini shakes too, bro. Delicious, bro. They're fucking fire, bro.
I wouldn't get a shake from there, but
shake. Oh, my. You got free food on your break?
Nah. Well, yeah, actually, low key. Yeah, they were like old Hispanic ladies that worked there, so they were like make me. Well, like this one lady, she was really nice to me. She would like ask me what I wanted, and she would like throw in like extra carne and everything. It would be fire, bro. So, yeah. But, like, it wouldn't be always free. Like, if the manager's there, I have to pay. But if I was working late night, then I got free food.
Mm. That's pretty fire, bro. Bro, they fire. Sometimes I go back to Cane's, like, whenever I want, like, discounted food. Like, I used to go there, and they still used to remember me. And some of the managers would give me discounts and shit. I went there the last time, bro. And one of the homies told me that they fired my favorite manager, bro.
They fired him?
Fired him.
What happened? What'd he do, bro?
I don't know.
You should ask. Dude,
I really don't know what he did.
He definitely asked to get fired.
To get fired?
Yes.
I think he was taking like, bro told me he was taking like 40 minute 10s. You know, you like take like a 10 minute break. He would take like a 40 minute 10 minute break.
Probably do some
what
shit
a crack,
like
bro. That guy's insane, bro.
If I was manager,
I want to be like that guy.
Nobody finna say that. Yeah. Who snitched on him?
What a beast,
I don't know, bro. That nigga did not give a fuck, bro. He was, he was cool. You know what he used to do? Like, since the chicken is unseasoned at Cane's, he would bring his own seasoning. And just like, he seasoned that shit and then fry it, bro. It was late night, so he was like, because like, dude, who's going to come into Cane's at like 3 a.m., bro? Like, the hell? So he could just do
people
it, bro.
People be doing it, bro.
He's the manager.
They go out at night, bro. They get drunk or
something. Yeah, it's just all like drunk and high people, but.
Yep. Dude. So. Okay, so I don't know who's gonna hear this. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So one night, bro, I'm fucking there with my friend. His name is also Diego. But then, bro, I pull up and my sister's there too, bro. She was out having a night. She's probably drunk. Okay. And I was out having a night where I was the opposite. But everybody there is playing music or just trying to get their grub on.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, the song is called 1539 North Calvert Lane by JPEG Mafia. Pretty fire. But yeah. Back to what I was saying. Yeah, you kind of work with some interesting people at those jobs, man. Like Cane's is like a bunch of high schoolers, and it wasn't like I was working with old people.
While you were there? You didn't have a lot of old coworkers?
I did. There was like this old nigga named Ray.
Cool or not?
Yeah, he was pretty cool, bro.
Because older people can either be really cool or really not. Cool.
He was a RI, and he'd work late nights, and then the days he'd work at motherfucking Taco Bell. He was a manager at Taco Bell.
Grinding, bro.
So
yeah, bro.
Whenever I saw his old Ray, he walked all stiff and stuff. He had like a, you know how like old niggas have like that big old gut, bro. You know, like some old people, when they get old, they just get a gut, bro.
Yeah, but don't get fat nowhere else.
Yeah, it just be in their stomach, bro.
Beer.
Yeah, it just be in their stomach, bro. Like I know so many old black people like that.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Even my dad is like that, bro.
At least.
I hope beer alone or no.
I feel like honestly, once you get to that age, it don't really.
Now, my dad got a pot belly too.
It does matter. What do you mean?
I mean,
it's easier to let yourself go when you've already done everything you've needed to do in your life, and you can relax.
Yeah.
And you can just be like, "Hey, fuck it." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what.
That's easier, but it does. Your health does matter. You can still take care of yourself and be in shape at that point. But it's just a lot harder.
Yeah, it is.
Which is why I feel like you see a lot less people.
That's why if you build a habit, when it becomes a habit, part of your routine.
Yeah.
Daily. Then it's like essential, bro.
It's hard to break.
That's true. That's very true.
What is your top three like genres of music, both of y'all?
Oh.
And then worst, and then your least favorite.
Genres
is fucking wild.
That's a broad question.
Hold up, because that's the thing that's the thing about music is like
subgenres. That doesn't.
Yeah, bro. Because like the thing about music is like there's a genre, right? Like say rap, but then there's like subgenres, And then there's subgenres to the subgenres, you feel me? Yeah, so it's just
very,
like,
it's very expansive.
Yeah.
It's like a its own little Marvel universe. Yeah. You know, with like different universes, but they like, I feel like I didn't need to go there with that type of analogy. Yeah. But you get what I'm trying to say.
I feel you. Hey, I learned that in biology. Classification, bro.
Could you hear me chewing?
You said what?
Could you hear me chewing there?
Excuse me?
Could you hear me chewing there?
You ate the second one already?
Yeah.
It's been 15 minutes.
Crazy.
That's plenty of time to eat two candies.
That's kind of wild, bro. Yeah, but
he's munching on them.
I wish I had more.
But, I mean, I don't know what I will consider my favorite or, like, what I listen to the most. You feel me?
I just know I listen to rap probably the most. But I do have
I'm looking at my Spotify right now.
I listen to, obviously. I listen to a lot of, I'd say, a lot of reggae would probably be my second most.
Really?
Reggae. Yeah, and like, some indie shit. I'd be listening to, like, I don't know if Paramore counts as, like, indie. But
he about that life.
Paramore.
Paramore pretty fire.
Yeah, I'd be listening to, like, some old Nirvana stuff. Yeah. Some, like, rock and roll type shit. Yeah.
I feel you, bro. That's good stuff. That's
some rock and roll.
Paramore is pretty fire, bro.
Paramore, hey, I'd like... No, I don't know who's gonna hear this, you know, but I'd like to give a shout out to Paramore also too. I just feel like, you know.
You said what?
Give a shout out to Paramore.
Shout out to Paramore.
Shout out to Paramore, bro.
I don't listen
to
music.
Haley Williams.
People that I like.
I don't even know her name.
I think it's Haley Williams.
She had a show in at the Forum, like I think like a month ago.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go, but
some girl I was talking to went with her friends.
I've never seen one of her shows before, so I don't know how.
I mean, cool, like, is, at the end of the show, like, I think they shot out, like, a bunch of confetti, and a bunch of confetti just rained from the ceiling, so everybody was covered in confetti.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty wild. But
I suppose. Oh, man. Yeah.
But, bro, I went to a freaking concert, but the show was fire.
Which concert?
JPEG Mafia, Danny Brown.
Is that the one you're listening? Sorry, I was totally looking at my phone right now.
It's who we're listening to.
That's
right
the
now.
One you're listening to?
Yeah, right here.
Is it loud? Is it loud in person?
Huh?
Is it really
it's
loud?
It's loud as fuck.
Turn it up loud like we're at the concert right fucking now. Dude.
Yeah,
chill, bro.
It's like the end of the song, but it's like, whatever. But, hey. The song's about to end, so I'm about to put on some more. Y'all want to hear a weird song, or y'all want to hear a hard-ass song?
Let's listen to a hard song.
Let's go.
Some heavy.
Oh, shit.
Metal. I'm just kidding. I don't know anything,
bro. They keep giving me freaking ads, bro. I didn't know YouTube gave out.
You guys like ads. British rappers?
British? Oh, I mean,
I'm not gonna say a lot. I do listen to.
If you're just coming up on my Spotify, I'm like, this shit's
fire. I
actually
listen to one. I'm not even gonna lie. Yeah.
You said what?
I listen to one, but like I'd be listening to his features with like other British rappers. So.
Was Skepta?
No.
I forgot about Skepta.
Shout out Skepta though. No.
You know who Chef G is?
I do know who Chef G is.
Chef G.
Who's that?
He's a rapper.
Boy, I didn't even know about him, bro.
Let's see, bro. Could you play a song after this song? I like this song.
What,
a
Chef G?
I feel like this is something on GTA, bro.
Yes, it does sound like some.
It does, yeah, really? It's Danny Brown, bro. Santos. Hey, Danny Brown cool as hell.
Isn't he on GTA?
Oh, yeah, he is, bro. He has a whole radio station. I'm like,
that's probably why.
Who?
Danny Brown,
bro.
He don't have a... He has
yes,
a radio
he does.
Station?
They added him
I remember.
Update.
Yeah, I remember.
Swear to God.
It had been in there while we still played.
What does he... What does he do? He makes music, obviously. But what else? He's probably like... Does other stuff.
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't even know he made music until like probably like a year or two.
So where do you know him from?
I just recognized him. I didn't even fucking know him. I feel like I've seen him somewhere, but like I didn't know where.
I didn't know
he made music though.
That's crazy.
I was listening to his podcast and that's how I got put onto his music.
His podcast? He has a podcast?
Bro. It's pretty cool. It kind of inspired me to make my own podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Danny Brown?
Yeah, he's cool. He's pretty cool.
I think that's cool. I'll probably listen to that.
You got Kendrick in the song too?
Love Kendrick.
Hey, bro, so we never confirmed it. Is JPEG Mafia bisexual?
I think so, bro. I'll look it up. He's been doing his show, I'm not going to lie, was pretty fire, bro.
It's cool.
Let me look it up. What was I looking up? Oh, JPEG Mafia bisexual? Question mark? Dude. Hey, the first thing that comes up is Reddit, so I don't feel like...
I feel like they're probably... Well, I don't know. I don't know how well known of a rapper he is. Oh, he's pretty popular. Let me not say that.
I mean, he's pretty popular.
Yeah,
I feel like... But I don't know anybody who listens to him.
Maybe he's not like a West Coast type of guy.
I mean, he is. I mean,
a Midwest type of guy.
I don't know shit about him.
Really? All his fans are white, bro.
Yeah.
Midwest type of guy.
That's kind of what I gathered from, like, you know, every time I saw him, like, a TikTok related to him.
Or anything.
Yeah.
It was a a white person, so I kind of figured.
Honestly, he's a good rapper, bro. Like, his old music is kind of better than his new music, though, I'm not going to lie. Like, but...
He has, like, Kodak?
Kodak, Black. Kodak Black. I said Brown. I was supposed to say Brown, bro. Black's crazy.
Yeah, Kodak's
cool. I like Kodak. I listened to him in a minute, bro.
He's fire, bro.
I haven't listened to him.
He got some beatings, bro. He's got him.
Yeah. Like, and niggas be saying that he was cloned or some shit.
Yeah,
y'all believe
bro.
That shit?
I mean, man, I don't know anything. I feel
bro,
like
I swear, I saw the craziest something. Post like a couple days ago, bro. From some random ass. I don't even know who she was. It was like some celebrity or something. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that like they like cloned people and shit in like a what's she say? Like stadium, like places that are, like as big as like stadiums.
Uh-huh. Like a whole bunch
yeah,
of people.
Like, cloned people in there.
She said that.
Yeah.
And what
she
was
said she was going to, like, spill a bunch of shit and saying, like she's going to, like, expose a bunch of people and stuff.
Where did you see that at?
TikTok? It was, like, yeah, it was, like, a slideshow.
Can
I was
see
taken
that?
From,
can you
I don't
it?
Have it pulled up, dude. I didn't save the video.
Pull it up, pull
you
it
actually,
up.
You actually
Please.
Do that?
I want to know.
I love conspiracies, really? Bro. I believe in shit.
I don't believe about cloning, but I believe in fucking aliens. Bro.
I believe Justin Bieber is a lizard.
I feel like there's no way you can 100%.
Yeah, there's no way to not believe. Hey, I don't believe people that think the Earth is flat is, like.
They're just stupid. Well, no, that's a whole comment. That's a different conversation.
Like Kyrie?
I'm not gonna go into that.
Kyrie.
I'm not saying Kyrie's stupid, but no, like to sit here and think that we're the only living things in the whole entire universe to me is I just feel like that doesn't.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. But then crazy. When I think about that, I question God, bro. I don't like questioning my like religion.
You can go. You have something to say?
I have nothing.
Okay.
Hey, bro.
You know, I feel like
okay, that's fine.
You ever heard of deism, bro?
No.
I learned about it like last week in class. Basically, it's like the thought of like, you know, God exists. Right?
Deism?
It's like God exists, but he's not significant in our lives. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, and after I learned it, I was kind of thinking like, damn, that's kind of smart. Like, he made the universe, he made the world, he made Earth, but like, us praying to God kind of doesn't really do anything because God has other things to do since he like made the whole world and stuff.
But since you can make like the world, whole world,
I mean,
you can help everybody.
If you look at God as like being an actual being, you know, but some people don't look at it like
That's
that way.
True.
Some people just look at it as like a spiritual thing. It's like it's not
like the universe.
Yeah, it's not. It's like some people like the way I think of God. Like when I was a kid, I used to think of like, you know, like the big the white guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But as I got older, it's I don't even think of like the thought of God as like a person. It's more of just like a spirit thing, you know. And not that I necessarily like. I'm 100% Christian because I still find myself, you know, questioning my beliefs. But yeah, I feel like it can change. And, you know, everybody's definition of what God is different.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of felt that way. I don't know. Like, sometimes I think about, like, God and stuff, and I'm like, does that make sense? But then I'm like, I don't want to question it because then I feel like that's disrespectful to, like, the people that really do believe it, like my mom and my dad.
It's not disrespectful. Well,
you
it's
have just, your own.
You seek understanding on something that you don't understand.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not.
They
maybe we're not
have,
supposed
like,
to
faith.
Understand. Maybe.
Just
maybe
have faith.
Some people might look at it as, you know, God made us in a certain way to where we cannot comprehend, you know.
Yeah. Like, okay. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. You know like that.
We just we're not capable of it. I'm not saying I agree with that necessarily, but that's definitely a thought.
But we could be
an
too
avenue.
Simple.
Yeah. We just simply just cannot comprehend it.
We really can't, bro.
Yeah, so.
I find it honestly kind of insane.
Hey, pull up some Isaiah TG.
I got you. I
but
got
as
you.
Long
I'm
as
looking
you
for a song right now.
Like, I got you. He's there. Or they're there. Or
I'm there. Gonna play some like some chill shit right now.
Oh, he dropped a new album.
He did.
Yeah, he did. It's called Alexandria.
It's some chill shit for now. So we're just talking. We're waiting or whatever. But
dude, look at that. What is that, bro?
What is that? What are you talking about?
What is that? It's like a little thing with a big weird mouth.
Sculpture.
It sounds crazy.
It's
a sculpture. Yeah,
sculpture. Yeah. You're wild,
dude. What is that? Like a shark,
bro? I don't know.
It's just a sculpture, bro.
I'm gonna go
it's interpreted.
Don't. Why are you?
Why you that? No, sit the fuck down, bro. We in a podcast, bro.
What is
that? I mean, I can pause it.
We don't need to pause. Just for him to go look at a goddamn sculpture that's like 3 feet away. No, you're not gonna pause it. Bro. He can look at it from right there,
dude. It's like a microphone with glasses and a mouth.
Bro, I'm ignoring this thing.
If he gets up, all he's gonna do is just touch it. Like I don't know. It's clearly just like ceramic or not ceramic, like clay shit.
You don't even know, bro. You can't
know
until you go over there and
figure. It's clearly just a fucking.
I don't even know what he's looking at because the monitor's in the way, bro.
It's literally just a sculpture. It's a student-made sculpture.
It's just a sculpture. It's just art, bro. Why are you getting up to look at it, man?
A student made this nigga tripping, man. Ignore him.
Oh, God.
You stood up for that. What did you see that from right there that you couldn't see from right there?
I just
there?
Wanted to look at the hair.
But my mouth hurts from smiling too much, bro.
Your mouth hurt.
Yeah.
Shit, I gotta put the headphones
crazy. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. You just like completely ignored me like a second ago.
What did you say? Oh, you said
I requested a song. Yeah.
Yeah. What song? What song? I didn't hear you.
Bro, no, just play the album.
The whole album?
Actually, no.
Play the whole album.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. As ATG is pretty fire though. You can't even
play the whole album. What song do I, what songs do I like? All right, we got a. You got. Are you on the album right now?
Is it like Black on White?
Yeah, just called
Alexandria.
Yeah,
pretty fire.
All right, the ones I liked. I had.
That's actually a cool name.
Can't Stop 3, RIP Takeoff. We got Fritos.
Fritos.
We got high. Got that.
Fritos.
Got Cauterized. Salty. I also really like Cauterized.
Uh huh.
And then we got Mac and Cheese.
What the fuck?
I say go Cauterized first because I like okay.
Cauterized.
Yeah.
Those are all names of songs.
You know, I'm not gonna. You know, I'm not gonna lie. Like making an album is kind of fucking hard.
Listen to that one Mac and Cheese, bro.
Honestly, you want to listen to Mac and Cheese?
I mean, I got Cauterized.
I love Mac and Cheese.
Alright, play Cauterized first, and then play Mac and Cheese.
So it's gonna be like
it doesn't make me think about Mac and Cheese. I'm gonna be mad.
You want to just like all be quiet and just listen to this shit, and then
I've already heard it.
Oh, he's already heard it. So
Royce can talk.
It's in my playlist.
Yeah. Why did I say that so loud? Eating mac and cheese or listening
to shit. Mac and cheese. Yeah. Wrong song.
Oh, this ain't mac and cheese.
This is not mac and cheese. Oh damn, man.
Okay, bro, can I move this?
I don't know if it. Boo, I don't want to touch it. That they're wrong. Oh, bro, I'm just.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at the cover art.
Hey, but
can you play mac and cheese after this?
Yeah, so play mac and cheese, man. Right.
Go on.
Man, bro, I gotta see if I could I gotta see who I can get on next week, bro.
Yeah, who you gonna have?
I don't know. You guys aren't free. You don't.
Jake Paul.
Hey,
just name drop.
If you guys were free every fucking Monday,
I essentially am because I don't have work.
I am not free every.
And then I don't go to school on Mondays.
Today is Yom Kippur.
I mean, if you want to actually like just.
I don't know.
If you guys want to like actually be like incorporated in the podcast, and we just like have it like.
That'll be fun, but
it's only once a week, and we don't have to do editing. So
I'm
it's for the semester.
It would just have to be if I wake up on time, or not wake up on, if I get here on time. Excuse me.
I mean, I could change the time though. Because before. I could change it to like 3 or 4.
Royce. Yeah, I probably couldn't though because I have things to do.
Oh, yeah, you doing a lot, man.
The ninjas, little ninjas, whatever what are they called.
Yeah, young ninjas.
Little ninjas. What is this? We gotta.
The young ninjas.
I'll be forgetting we're on a podcast when like kind of have to explain the shit that we talk about.
Well, okay, yeah, I just do things. I have school and
work. Yeah. Let me not put your personal information out there.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I like martial arts too. Let's talk about music though.
The song's
pretty
about
the song so far.
Let me put y'all on some music.
You didn't want to listen to Mac and Cheese no more?
Oh, Mac and Cheese. I'm sorry. I'm like a goldfish, bruh.
Hey, we got to listen to Mac and Cheese first, bro.
Oh, God.
Hey, do you know what cauterized means?
No, what is
it? What does that mean?
It's like
looking it up.
Set something on, like on fire, like to burn it or some shit like that.
Cauterized?
Burning a child.
Cauterized.
Yeah, I think it's like a medical term.
Burn the skin, flesh
yeah.
of a wound with a heated instrument.
Oh, yeah. See.
Oh.
Oh, isn't that what they do? Like if you got like a, oh my God, they're bringing up. You know, like they do when like you have like a wound and they put something hot on it or whatever it's called, right?
I have an idea. Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Put salt on the wound.
We're now playing Mac and Cheese by Isaiah Teehee.
Wow, that was a butcher.
Yeah.
TG.
No, I'm kidding.
Dude, I wish I was like 5 years old when this music came out.
Like you were 5?
Yeah, bro, this shit would open my mind. If I was like little kid eating cereal, I'd just be listening to this shit in the morning. You know? Yeah. Dude, that'd be a great way to start your day.
I guess, yeah. As a 5-year-old, I don't know. What was I listening to when I was 5?
I was listening to Party Rock.
The only time I ever listened to music was like in the car with my dad. Uh-huh. Like on the way to school with my mom. So it was only radio shit. It was only shit from like
bro,
the 60s.
I had the,
like
fucking,
the 80s, bro.
The Nephew Tommy, the Harvey Morning Show. Was at least you only live like 5 minutes away. You only live like 5 minutes away from school, bro.
Yeah, but literally any time I got in the car, that's all I had to listen to, bro.
Hey, better than listening
but
to
who
Nephew
was it?
Tommy's
What were you listening to? Oh, the radio?
Yeah, but specifically it was like
what was the radio?
It was like 3 or 4 like different stations.
What genres of music?
It was like
94.7 The Wave?
Yeah, like 94.7 The Wave, like 102.3 and all that shit,
102.3?
Like between like periods like the 60s and like 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
That's all I was listening to, bro.
92.3. Actually, like, the radio is low-key ass now. I'm not going to
lie. Radio.
I do. Yes, you know what? You know, there's actually, like, one radio station I listen to. It's, like Jack FM, bro. They be putting me on, like, all, like, the old-school bangers. Like when I be listening, like, 80s music. They got 70s, 80s, and 90s, bro. I be listening to Prince sometimes, bro. A little bit of the Smiths in there. You feel me? And it'd be, like, it'd be great, bro. I love listening to music, bro. I love it, bro. Like,
Royce.
There's so many, like,
Royce.
Yeah, pause. Yeah.
You're so weird, bro. You're so weird.
What happened?
You're so weird.
Nothing happened.
By the way, what was I going to ask you, Diego? I was going to ask you something, Diego.
Ask. Hey, mac and cheese, baby. Let's go, bro. I'm fucking hyped.
Yeah, you like it, bro? You like mac and cheese?
Man, this is on my playlist right fucking now.
I have a soundboard, but
put the soundboard on. Turn that shit up.
I'll do it after the song's over. It's just like I think I have like a alarm or something, bro. Because, like, I tested it out. Like, my first day I was in here, dude, I didn't know how to use any of this equipment. It's actually pretty cool to use, bro. Like,
you just button smashing.
Yeah.
Button smashing. That shit called.
Oh, God, I didn't know how to turn on the computer, bro. I was like, what if, you know how to turn where's the button, bro? But I figured it out on my own. I was like, all right, bet. It's this time he set it up for us, bro. Shout out to Jeremy.
Shout out to Jeremy.
Jeremy's cool. Jeremy, homie.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, I don't know him, but yeah, he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool, bro.
Mate.
But... yeah, bro. When did you guys first, like, seriously start listening to music?
When I was younger. I had an iPod.
Like, 7th, 8th grade. Like, 8th grade. Like, 8th grade.
I feel like when you're, like, really young, like, you're not really listening to...
I was, bro. Yeah,
I didn't care for music.
I mean, like, you weren't serious about listening to music. Like, you weren't like, I really like this.
My association with music was that because I used to, like, be, like, a little dancer when I was, like, a kid. You know,
so like, what do you... kind of music?
I just like a lot of Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah. I swear to God. Like, I deadass used to be, like, busting moves out on, like, the street type shit when I was, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah, you're a little kid, bro. That's cool.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, I just touched the soundboard.
I used to be like that, too, bro.
I touched the soundboard.
I touched the soundboard. I didn't mean to do that. And I couldn't turn it off. But it's all good now. But, I'm finding a new song to play.
Yeah. I had an iPod, though. I had an iPod, too.
I had a little one. I had, like, all the little shitty songs on it, like
what shitty songs, bro?
Like, the classics, bro. Like
the classics,
like Calvin Harris, like Calvin Harris,
Calvin Harris.
Yeah, Calvin Harris.
What,
yeah,
bro?
Hey, and
summer anthems, right there.
I think, bro, I forgot what that song was.
How old were you,
bro? I was in like elementary school.
No, bro, I had Party Rock.
Yeah, what's
bro?
That one he had with Taylor Swift? I feel there's like one. I mean, I feel like most of his songs are like really fucking popular.
Yeah, yeah. All his songs are popular.
He's like a DJ, no?
Yeah. I think
he's fire, bro. He's a freaking DJ.
Calvin Harris.
I forgot, bro. I don't even know what his song
is. Who is that white guy that made that song with Bruno Mars?
Bruno.
You know what I'm talking
about? White guy.
Yeah, bro.
Who?
I never heard it. It was a popular song. It was really? Uptown
White
Funk.
Guy went with
Uptown Funk.
Yeah, the nigga that made Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars.
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk was made by Bruno Mars.
Yeah, no, what are you talking about? There's a white guy?
I swear to God, there's another
Mac Miller?
No, it's Town.
Not Mac Miller.
Look up the song. Look up the song. I promise you it's going to come up.
What's his name? I forgot his name.
Uptown Funk, you up? That guy?
Oh, Anderson .Paak?
No. Anderson .Paak is
dope.
Bro, I swear.
Mark Ronson?
Yes. Who is that?
Oh, Action Bro.
I've never heard of that. Exactly. That's my point.
Yo, it has 5.
Dude, I don't know who that. That guy's a media.
He might have been like a DJ or something. But
nah, he's a media.
We were on the topic of white people that I forgot about. So.
Nah, think about like.
He's in the UFC game.
No, the fuck, he's not.
I was talking about Action Bronson.
Oh, he's in UFC 4. Guy. He's not.
Bruno Mars.
He's not UFC 5. I doubt it. You said what?
4. Bruno Mars, you definitely really, hear that, bro.
Shut up. Hey, Bruno Mars really be he dropped like bangers, like all these songs I'm looking Bruno at Mars. Got like 2 billion views, a billion views.
Oh, that was probably one of the first songs I like. Grenade. When I was younger, I used to be singing that shit, like, you know, like dancing. Like,
I just public, passed like, Grenade like, when I was looking
Michael
at
Jackson.
Songs. Yo, I just found out that Bruno Mars is like Filipino. I think.
Dude, he's from Hawaii.
Found that out.
Yeah, bro, I didn't know.
What you thought he was?
I thought it was like light skin.
Nah, I remember there was like a little. I'm not gonna say like a documentary on him, but like I saw some shit on TV.
Really?
That, like, yeah, covered like where he grew up. Might have been 60 Minutes. It might not have been.
Did it?
Bruno I feel like Mars like really like Michael Jackson too. Bruno Mars, I think, really like Michael Jackson.
Probably.
If I'm not mistaken.
I would be surprised.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
didn't? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah.
I fucking love Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's a goat.
But I fell into like I'm not gonna say a rabbit hole, but like you know, His death to me was like really interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because it just, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of like questionable shit. But anyways.
Off the track.
No, and I was also wondering about like his process, like how he like got to like his, mm-hmm. obviously he changed how his, like he was
yeah,
like, and I never knew that like there was like a video online of like when it happened.
There's a video?
Yeah. He's doing like a Pepsi commercial.
No way.
Oh my god, like an Ice Spice commercial, bro.
Oh, when he got flashed. Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, and then his yeah, head yeah. catches on fire, and then it was from that, and like you can see like his head catch on fire, and then yeah. So I thought
sucks,
that was,
man.
Yeah, it was like really interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, like a very genuine reason to have it done, and he probably had his hair done too, redid because
yeah, had, yeah, his whole yeah, he had like third degree burns like on the top of his head.
Yeah, it was the Pepsi commercial was crazy, yeah. bro. And I saw the video. Wow,
whole fucking like people were just all up in his business, like.
And I just that shit changed his whole life.
Yeah, bro. Like Michael Jackson
for the worst, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because I don't think because then he had all those surgeries, and from those surgeries he probably started popping on like painkillers. Yeah. And shit. And then on top of that, he didn't even really look normal. So it wasn't really worth it for all the surgeries and shit he had.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he had to do something because he was fucking burned and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? But he kept doing it over and over and over again.
He probably was sick. Well, he's also like, did not like how he looked, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that probably all stemmed from that point, though.
Yeah, did you hear about
he got caught on fire and he had to, you know, recover.
Fuck Pepsi, bro. And we all fucking hate Pepsi, bro, over here.
Bro, what? Sorry. I'm not going to lie. I really like Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a dork.
Bro, Coke and Pepsi, like, two. I gotta stop on the soda, bro.
You gotta start drinking gotta water, Elijah.
I gotta stop drinking those colas.
Yeah, bro, I gotta chill on the cola, bro. There's too much sugar. My mom's probably listening right now. She's like,
she's listening.
Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna tell her, but yeah, I gotta chill on the sodas. But
yeah, bro, start drinking some water.
I'll be drinking water, but it's like,
hey, only water.
Sometimes when I'm eating like certain foods, I'm like, dude, a Coke will be really good.
Electrolyte drink.
Like, I don't drink water with my breakfast. Like, I drink either a smoothie.
Protein shake.
But other than that, I only drink water. Like, throughout the day,
for my breakfast, I drink like chocolate milk or water.
That's what? You drink water
with chocolate milk?
Breakfast?
I mean, yeah.
If you're gonna drink chocolate milk in the morning, you might as well have protein shakes there.
I mean, yeah, chocolate milk.
Because they have really good ones. Like,
you don't drink
orange
juice, bro?
What?
Sorry. No, Royce, go
bro,
first. Royce,
I got Nesquik mix, bro. I just take.
You don't. You don't be drinking like orange juice or like apple juice in the morning.
We don't got apple juice.
You don't even like apple juice. apple juice.
That's crazy though. Chocolate milk in the morning. Like, so if you had like some eggs and like some bacon, you gonna drink some chocolate milk?
Yeah.
Bro,
is that wild?
Get a protein.
It's not drink, wild, bro. But I just feel like.
Will you just drink orange juice?
I feel like yeah, orange juice or like a fruit, some fruity.
Orange juice is not like always in. I mean, I got strawberries at home. I've been eating.
Make a smoothie, bro.
I don't got a. I don't think we got a blender.
Bro, it's like $30.
A blender?
Yeah.
$30.
I literally went to Target and got got one for like it was like 40 maybe. But
hey, you could probably get one off of the app you be using, Etsy. you could probably get one for like $5. Some little mini one.
Shopping on you be shopping on Temu.
No, bro. Yes, I did. I had gotten a bunch of boxing gear off of that shit, bro.
And you actually bought it?
Yeah. You know, remember when I had asked you to?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I asked like six people to download the app, and I got like a free sweater that I lost already, and a fucking headgear. So you can spar, bro.
Yo, you remember Caleb from high school?
Which Caleb?
Baruch.
What about him?
He was trying to get me on a Temu.
To do what?
To download it, so I could get some free items.
He bought fake dunks. He was buying reps off of there.
It's a fake dunk.
Yeah, he was buying reps off of there.
Did you download it?
I think.
Is he selling them?
No, he was just wearing them. He was dead ass just wearing them.
You just put his info out there. Like,
my fault, bro. My fault, bro. Hey, you're not gonna hear. You're not gonna hear this.
Hey, man. You just told if you do ever drop this, man. It's crazy. You just
drop it.
He was told the whole world that nigga wearing fake kicks.
Actually, it was like my senior year. He was
never gonna see. Anyway, they do.
He was selling me. He was selling reps, bro.
So he was selling them.
No, he wasn't selling. He was wearing reps.
I'll wear reps all day.
I have rep jewelry, but I don't got no rep clothes.
He would go on Temu. He would go on Temu and he was trying to show me because Temu's orange, right?
Yeah.
It was an orange website, so I knew it was Temu. And then he was like, "Bro, they got everything you want on here. If you want a BB belt." Just get a BB belt right here, bro. And then, what are you talking about?
Nothing. I'm just like,
online, it had like the dunks, but with no logo on them.
Ah, hell no. So, he can't get off a team.
And then he said, he was like, no, bro, trust me, it comes with the logo, bro. He was buying these shits for like $60, $70, bro.
Nah, he need to get on Panda Buy. He need to get on.
Nah, hell no. Nah.
What is Panda Buy, bro?
Panda Buy is like, it's like a whole thing for like reps. Panda That's why I bought some, I bought a fake chain. I bought a fake Leaks chain on there. Mm-hmm. But that shit's like really fake. Like, I didn't realize like how fake it was. But I wore it out a couple times anyways. I bought a fake Chrome Hearts ring.
He's a fuck, bro.
Yeah, I don't wear them, though, that often.
Give it to me.
Are you a fuel fashion want? Demon?
I'll take anything you're not wearing. That sounds right, crazy. That sounds crazy. Never mind.
I don't even think most of the stuff I have would fit you. Bro, well, it's not going to move, bro.
I'll take
Hey, stop touching it, man.
You're going to fuck it up, bro.
Yeah.
I do have a leather jacket I think you can fit. You want a leather jacket?
Stop touching it, dude.
I'm just trying to fix it.
Don't adjust it, man. Just stop touching it.
Stop
leave it alone.
Stop touching it, bro.
We signed in, so if we break something, we're fucked, bro.
Hey, bro, but you want a leather jacket, though?
What size is it?
It's too big for me.
How much too big?
Probably like... Like the sleeve, probably like right there.
What size is it? A small or large?
Hey, he's not gonna
fit.
You too long.
What color is it?
It's like a dark brown.
Ooh, yes, I'll take it. Dude, I feel like that'll compliment my skin.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's kind of like a biker ish. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of
bikery.
It's different.
It's different. Okay. Different. If it's free, we'll figure it out in an outfit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. I need to get rid of it because I'm never gonna wear it.
Or so I was thinking about being on your shit and start wearing like cool looking clothes and stuff, but like
cool looking clothes.
Yeah, like you always be wearing cool clothes.
I appreciate that.
And I wanted to start wearing cool clothes, but personally I don't have the the financial willpower to go spend a lot of money on clothes.
You don't need to, bro. I don't be
okay, but like you was talking about
this was like what probably like I don't know
if that's over
$20,
$30 is crazy.
30
over how much?
30.
Yeah, it's over 30.
That's wild.
Well, it's 30. A vintage shirt, though. That's why.
Okay, but
how vintage is it?
I think my thought process.
Well, the brand itself is like, it's not really that popular anymore. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? I got a bunch of these shirts, and they were all kind of expensive. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's a cool shirt. But I think my thing is, like, I don't even like. I'm willing to dress like you, or like wearing cool stuff like that, like expensive stuff. But then, like, I just couldn't bring an MB to spend a lot of money on the clothes, so I kind of made my own style.
Do that. That's fine.
And now
You shouldn't want to do something that's
ridiculous. Like, work around.
I just be dressing basic now. I'll be wearing...
Just do what makes you happy.
I'll be wearing Pro Clubs, bro.
Do whatever you're comfortable
Pro Clubs, bro. That's my shit.
Yeah, Pro Clubs are clean.
Pro Clubs are clean.
Everybody rocks with Pro Clubs. That's not even, like,
I got a Pro Club on right now, and it's pretty... I like it. It's hot, though. It's hot as hell.
Yeah.
But,
well, pause. I didn't mean yeah like that. I was
yeah,
saying, you're black
so hot.
I didn't mean it like that.
But yeah, I got
yeah.
I just wear Pro Clubs in my Cuban chain, bro. Hey, if you want like jewelry, go on Hard Jewelry, bro. They have the best jewelry.
Is it real jewelry?
Yeah, I don't really care for jewelry like really? That.
I just be wearing chains.
Only like, no. Nah.
Yeah, let me really know. Let me know.
I had a ring and. One time we were hanging out, I came home, I just lost it, bro. I lost the ring, bro. I completely lost it, and I was so mad, bro.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I spent like $10 on it, though. I got it from the store here at Dominguez. But, bro.
Dude, what song is this? This fire.
Bro. I just put on, it's boom bap, hip hop, jazz beats, 90s style.
What time is this in?
It's we've been doing it for 42 minutes.
I know, but what time does it end? Like, is it like a set?
Yeah, it's supposed to be an hour from 2 to 3, but we came in a little late, and he said we could just do it whenever we're finished. So.
I was just asking. I'm just curious.
For sure. But
you good, bro? Back to our regularly scheduled program. What music do you listen to, Diego? Because I feel like you listen to a lot of like oldies, like, slow stuff, man.
Yeah. Let me see. I like rap. I like 90s rap. I also like probably rap from I like Juice WRLD too. I've been recently liking 03 Greedo a lot. I like Juice WRLD. I'm sorry, Royce.
I didn't even say it. He was the one laughing. That wasn't me.
Hey, I don't know.
He was the one chuckling.
I don't know why this dork laughing at me. I like a little bit some Jay-Z. Let's see. 50 Cent I also like too. But that's like rap wise. Let's see. I also, when I lift, I listen to like slow music.
Why? Aren't you
supposed to be or anything like stressful to me. Or like if I kick, if I'm doing foot, because I play football, I punt. And so when I like wearing headphones when I do that, or if I like, if I'm lifting heavy weight, it like calms my brain down, you know?
I feel you.
It's like hacks. So I like, let's see, the Delphonics. That's like some old shit.
That's like, is that a black band? Like an old black band?
Probably.
Yeah.
I like Nas. And Kanye. There's a song with Nas and Kanye called Still Dreaming. That song is fire.
Oh, there's it.
Yes, there is. I like Tupac. I love Tupac. Tupac's probably my favorite. Why are you laughing at me?
Bro, because I feel like people dick ride Tupac.
Bro, maybe because he has something good to say. A lot of people Tupac were inspired by him. And maybe he was a philosopher. And he has philosophy. Hey, man.
Hey,
he's
bro,
a modern day philosopher.
Bro, when I think, Royce, when I think about Tupac, I think about Chase, bro.
Chase?
He went to like his grave and everything. He's like, it's so corny. But
yeah. It's a big.
That's, I like DJ Quick.
That's your counterpart.
Smokey Robinson. I love Smokey Robinson.
Like Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson is good.
Yeah. Bob Robinson Marley, obviously.
I used to think that nigga
me
was
and
real.
Royce both really enjoy reggae.
Yeah.
Really enjoy reggae. Yeah,
shut up.
Shout out, reggae. Drake. Come on, Mando. So yeah, just like, I like just chill, like low, what do you call it? Low frequency music, yeah. I guess you could say.
I feel you. I mean, with me, I go through musical phases, bro, because I love music.
Bias.
Like, you'll catch me. I got like a bunch of playlists.
Sorry.
You should whisper that nigga's name.
Who? What?
Brent Fias. I forgot to mention Brent Fias.
Brent
Fias. Bisonder. Bisonder.
Glack, bro. Glack shit, bro.
But yeah, I got so many playlists, bro. I used to be on New Jabez a lot, bro.
Who's that?
He's like this, like, Japanese dude. Nice. DJ.
He's passed away, I believe, right?
Yeah, he is dead. Man. Yeah, he's passed away. No, but he's really good. Recently, bro, I've been on Black Cray, bro. Black Cray.
Mm-hmm. Play a song for them.
Dropping some fire.
Or him or them. I don't know who it is.
From him. Let's see.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Let's see.
Yo, that shit got me tired, bro.
Nobody should. Nobody should have given me a mic. I should not be here.
Bro, that's how I felt when I first started. Oh, you know what I feel me?
Yeah, it's like too much
trouble. Bro, you want to see a picture of my room now, bro? Because I got the shit set up.
What? Oh, the music stuff?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, shout out to Royce. My boy Royce has decided to make
it. On the beginning of a musical journey.
A musical journey.
What are we going to see, bro?
Elijah's.
Hey, bro, so I wanted to tell you, my homie at the YMCA, bro, our best friend, one of the guys at the YMCA, he be telling me. Oh. Hey, that's kind of fire, though.
Let me see, bro.
I gotta wait for the monitors to come in.
You gotta record some videos for us, bro.
Give me some videos.
That sounds crazy.
That sounds crazy.
No, I mean like a video you like freestyle or something.
I can't freestyle, bro.
Bro, yes, you can, bro.
Hell no.
Worse, I gotta hop
Let's
on
freestyle
phone.
Right now. Bro, Let's I, freestyle right now.
I think if the more you come on this podcast, we'll be going through your journey through like, music. You feel
yeah,
me?
We'll see. Yeah. Keep going.
You're not touch.
What happened?
You scared of losing a freestyle battle against me?
No, I really. I'll really put on an Alchemist type beat right now and just like,
Alchemist type beat. Put it on right now. Let's go.
We're listening to Ice
Castle. I'm pumped.
Bar for bar.
Right now is crazy. Hey, bro, this is like the first episode. You know, my original like idea for this podcast was just to, like, I was just going to find new bands or find like my favorite bands and just talk about them the whole time on here.
And just do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. But like, I plan on hopefully having more guests.
Maybe get one different
guy. Get Joe Biden on this bitch.
Huh?
Get Joe Biden
on this bitch. Get your homie.
Yo, bro, I was listening to a stand-up dude, and, like, they talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's kind of like a Roomba, you know?
Joe Budden.
Call that nigga a Roomba?
Yeah, when he be done with his speeches, he be getting out, and he don't be knowing where to go.
Yeah, like, he look around, he's like, trying to walk.
Walls and stuff, like, he be like,
That's really sad, though, like.
That's gonna happen to all of us. Hey, you're gonna be walking around your
crib. Yeah, but it's like, bro.
Decrepit.
Like, but how did he.
Slowly dying.
Like, yeah. they
bumping into walls.
Hey,
and you're gonna trip and break your hip.
Shut the fuck up.
You're gonna need a lifeline.
Sorry, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Hey, you still make lifelines?
Huh?
You still make lifelines?
Lifelines, what's that?
You know, can you bleep it? Like if you fall?
Bleep it what?
I cussed really hard.
Oh. Yeah, they do the editing, bro. So
phenomenal. I'm sorry.
Jeremy got it in the bag.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter, I guess. But I guess it does, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
No, I was saying, you know what a lifeline is, though? Like the shit you wear on your neck.
Nah.
Like if you fall.
Oh.
You can press the button and it alerts. Like,
oh, life alert?
Life alert.
Yeah. Yo, if I get like,
I really just
my biggest fear is getting like dementia or some shit, bro. If I got dementia.
Knock on wood, baby.
Yeah, bro.
The whole world. out of all,
because I saw how my grandma was with her dementia, bro, and what my dad had to deal with, bro, and I'm like, fuck, bro, if I'm like that, bro, just you feel me? Just,
but you must be a very fearless individual if dementia is your biggest fear.
Nah, I mean, that and child support.
Child support.
Yeah. I don't think I want to pay child support. My brother.
Don't worry about that right now. Don't worry about that.
I don't have to worry about that for now. Chilling. For a minute.
You're not scared of like I don't know what are normal things people are scared of.
Heights.
I hate bugs, bro. I hate bugs.
Clowns.
You scared of clowns?
Not really. I hate bugs though.
What spiders?
Type? All bugs?
Bugs. Spiders. Yeah, I hate all bugs, bro.
I don't like mosquitoes. Mosquitoes probably like the only bug.
Bears.
Bears are cool, bro. Brown bears are cool at least. Or no, sharks. No, excuse me, black bears. You said sharks?
Sharks.
He's just swaying around.
Oh god, he's tripping, bro.
Golf Money Records.
Golf Money Records. This whole album by Black Craze.
Are y'all supposed to be going bar for bar? Let's
go. Oh, I forgot. I've been listening to this and just talking, bro.
Why are you ducking him? Why are you ducking him?
I'm not ducking him.
Ducking the smoke.
I could put on something and we could just go over.
You just tried to breeze past that.
If you want me to freestyle, I could deadass get a freestyle going on.
Hey, he's the one who is just
giving me a rap battle.
We in the stew. We got these.
He's the one ready.
We in the stew. We got the vinyls around us.
It seems like you're the one who's kind of procrastinating with it. You know.
I'm not.
I need some water, bro.
Yo. Let's get a hydration break.
I can pause it real quick.
Where I need like a water bottle though. I ain't got no money. It's fine. I left my wallet in my car. You're gonna be
cool. Relatable.
I could have just. That's true. Oh, I don't even know if we could leave and come back in because the shit is locked.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's just, we cool.
We're talking a lot. My mouth's gonna be parched too.
Hey, it's we got like. I got like a lot of spit in my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we about to hit an hour.
Hey, yo.
We about to hit an hour soon. So yeah.
Okay. Well, we fine. I'm fine.
We'll stop at the hour.
We at.
Dude, this is really fun.
Most podcasts.
Elijah,
like
thank you
out.
For inviting.
No problem, bro. I'm trying to get people on here, bro, so I have like more people to talk to. You know? But it's hard meeting people at this fucking school, dude.
I just go walk out here, bro. I'm like, well, I saw you my podcast.
Say what's up to a few people.
Get a megalo here, no?
Get Kenneth Lee on here.
Why? I don't know him.
I'll be the mediator.
I don't know that nigga. What the
he's an athlete.
He'll be the median.
You know he's gonna go. He's gonna go pro.
Wait, is Keith Lee the
Kenny's going pro in soccer.
Oh, that's Orange Kenny.
Yeah.
I called him Orange. I mean,
it's all right, bro.
Y'all know what I meant though.
He's cool though.
No, he is cool. And Kenny was my favorite player on the high school team, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, yep.
Every time
yep.
I went to the games, bro. Every you time I like got me? The ball. No, he was cool, but he just got the ball more than you though. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot. That's a good bench.
I'll be forgetting you play soccer on the team, bro. That's crazy.
Bro, I want to go play pickup yesterday before work, bro. Yeah. I got scored on by his
phone. You ever seen that ad on Instagram for that app called, I forgot what the app's called, but like you could find pickup soccer games near you.
I've heard of the app, but I don't really. I just go if my friends ask me. Like, I mean, I got plenty of friends that be asking me for goalies. Like, they meet new goalies all the time. But yeah, that's not really something I try to do all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, Royce be playing soccer too. Me and Royce be playing soccer.
It's been a minute though.
But Royce used to play on my all-star team, bro. He was the fastest motherfucker on the field, bro. They give him the ball, bro. He just run down the field as fast.
You guys got your respective sports, bro. I just be in the gym.
You be in the gym?
Be like
you be in the gym?
You be in the gym?
Yeah,
though?
I be the YMCA. Swear to God. Hey, bro, I got some of my application. They offered me a job there.
Nope. Yeah, I know you told me.
Yeah. Oh. But all I was going to tell you, Royce, like, if you're trying to get into the music industry, I know a nigga from YMCA. Like, the front desk dude.
How the hell is a nigga from the YMCA going to help me?
Bro, he's a music major, bro.
How's
he
look. I got to make sure I'm even capable of making a decent song.
Look at this.
That shit, bro.
I know him because he did, like, songwriting and shit for Warner Bros. Or no, for artists and stuff. So, like, he knows about the music industry and stuff. And he was like, that shit is tough, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, bro, that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Like, all the shit you go through. Like, it's like an unstable job, man.
Yeah. That's why I'm not going to make it, like, my full time. Like, I'm not going to quit working. You know what I'm saying?
You just got to blow up. You just got to hope you blow up on social media, bro.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. I'd have to, like, already have, like, gained traction before I quit my job.
Yeah, let me be your opener.
Sure. If I even get to that point.
Yeah.
Let me be the janitor.
If I even get to that, why would security. I need a janitor?
Janitor?
If I live in, I don't, why would
let me be your security guard.
You're going to be my security. I'm not going to need security, bro.
Dude, I'm going to be dangerous
be
in a few years.
On this shit.
I'm going to be that's the dumbest shit I've said. How's
the going to be dangerous in a few years.
Go. Whoa.
Going to be.
I was rethinking my tattoo idea, bro.
You was going to tattoo?
I was
going
to get, yeah.
Forehead?
No, not on my forehead. Oh. I was gonna get on the back of my neck. But you can't see it because like my hair is covered.
What were you gonna get?
I was gonna get a fucking a Hitman tattoo. You know, like the barcode?
Oh, really?
That's kind of hard.
Dude, I was thinking about the.
But I was thinking about it. I was like, bro, because like if I cut my hair, then if I'm like old or some shit, then niggas gonna be like, why is this nigga got a barcode on the back of his head? Okay. It's just like,
right,
I don't know.
Right here? Yeah. Right here?
Nah, that's too hard because I have hair back there. You know, so it's like, neck? Like, or like the back of my neck.
Bro, I gotta get that shit.
You gotta get it right where your hairline is so that you know. No, you gotta get it right where your hairline is, and then you just gotta get the cut.
It's gonna like go over it though.
Nah, but like you just gotta go get it or learn how to do like a simple taper.
See, that's too much work.
Nah, bro, because
then. Cause no, I get cuts, but like I just scoot it down a couple centimeters.
I see.
Yeah.
Dude, no. I need to get a tattoo on the back of my neck. My neck is dark as fuck.
Dude,
bro.
When you guys say that,
I got a big old like dark spot on my neck, bro.
I don't know how that's gonna improve it.
Just get red tattoo.
I don't know. You'll just like you won't see it. I wanted a tattoo, but I feel like I don't know what I want. You feel me,
bro?
Yeah, whatever, bro. I feel like people they make it out. So like, I don't know. I feel like growing up it was always like if you're gonna get a tattoo, it has to be something meaningful.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But I mean, like at the end of the day, it's your body. You can get whatever the fuck you want to get.
That is never very looks true.
Cool, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Feeling it's just like dumbass tattoo.
It's gonna boil down to if you decide to care about what people think about it.
Yeah.
So
I feel like if I get tatted somewhere, I want something like that I could easily cover up because I'm gonna try to go like into like a business job type stuff.
On your shoulder, bro? You put it on your shoulder?
You know, like your stomach or something.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting like something on like my
something
back,
on your shoulder,
on my
bro.
Shirt, right not here, my bro. Shirt, my torso or something.
Chest too, bro?
Yeah, but I don't even know what I'll get, bro.
Yeah, no, probably start the arm.
Yeah, get something small first. Don't get no big ass piece.
I already know my friend.
Unless something crazy happens. That's like.
Yeah, bro. I was thinking about getting a star on my back. Not a big ass star.
That sounds like a 2K tattoo.
No, it's
a wing.
You know that big ass blacked out star that you could get, bro?
Which star?
It was just like it was a blacked out star. And they had like the empty one, like just like
yeah. Bro, that's basically what I'm not gonna lie, it is a 2K tattoo.
You're just gonna get a 2K tattoo.
It's
I mean 2K gave me good ideas, I'm not gonna lie.
Show the monitor to you, bro.
2K gave me a good idea.
Let's see. I don't know if it's gonna work on my back though, because I'm fucking it's like it's supposed to be like a red color and I'm kinda black.
Oh yeah, you ain't gonna see shit.
Bro, I want a tattoo on my right leg, right, you know, like right there, like right above my knee that just says boom.
Boom
or cash or something, you know, but I don't want to jinx myself either.
Boom, I feel like boom is probably better than cash.
Boom.
Just because I feel like,
yeah,
boom is just like you'd be kicking that bitch high or hard.
Oh, hard, yeah.
Boom. Cash is kind of like a automatic, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, but that's what when like kicking, let's say I'm a field goal kicker, I want to, I have the confidence that I make everything, you know,
switch it, like cash boom, you know what I'm saying?
Some shit, just cash boom, cash booyah, cash booyah,
cash booyah. Boom shaka cash.
Boom boom shaka cash.
Like all around my knee. Like the tattoo going in the circle.
Shaka cash.
Sometimes I think about like, okay, if I get a tattoo like in the future, like how's this gonna affect me?
Why?
I mean that's
like will it
if you're thinking about it, you probably shouldn't get a tattoo then. If you want to get a job in business or some shit, you probably just shouldn't get a tattoo.
Don't worry, yeah.
As of now,
if
right
you're gonna
now,
be worried about having to cover it up too. I feel like that defeats the purpose almost.
Yeah. Bro, it's like it's kinda crazy how like people like people are like, we're grown, bro.
Yeah.
Like, people got fucking kids, bro.
Yeah.
And, like, tattoos and you know, like.
And problems.
People got,
and
like,
bills.
Like, real life stuff,
yeah,
bro.
Real life, yeah.
It's real life,
and
man.
Illnesses, yeah, man.
What am I doing? I'm sitting here.
You chilling. You have it good, bro.
Yeah, I'm
we
chilling,
have
bro.
It so good, bro. We're blessed.
You, bro. I'll be, good. I got it good, bro. I'm chilling like fuck. I'm about to get my degree in 2 years.
You're in a good situation.
2 years.
Yeah, bro. No matter what we have to face, I mean, there's always, it could be worse.
Got a cool little job. Some good connections, you feel me?
Hell yeah.
And life is good, I guess. I mean,
I guess. No man, it's
you
good.
You can't really complain about
you woke
life.
Up. We got to wake up.
No, people can definitely complain. You can't complain about life. Your situation is good.
Can I complain?
I'm chilling, yeah.
Why are you asking me?
What do you think?
I mean, your situation.
Royce is my god.
Bro, I don't know, bro. I don't know what everybody struggles with behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying? Everything's
yes. When the door is closed,
bro.
Yeah, you know
it's
what I'm
closed.
Saying. I don't know. I can't answer that for you. I don't know. No.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea.
You shook your head. So I don't know.
No, I'm just looking at you. Sorry. This
okay.
Is crazy.
All right.
Yo, your friend Elijah.
Oh, okay, okay, all okay. Right, we're done. We're done. We're done.
We gotta
we're
wrap
done.
It up.
We gotta wrap all it
right.
up. We gotta wrap it up. We gotta get the intro song, that outro song going on. All right. We gotta wrap this up, guys. We're
thank
done.
You. Adios.
We out of here.
We out of here.
Bomb.